Good morning, Dale.
Well, of course, Throwback Throwdown is tonight at PMC Amphitheater. We're all excited about that. And then we have the bittersweet news that Burt Reynolds has passed away. And I know that Dolly Parton, who starred with him in Best Little Whorehouse in Texas, she has reached out with her comments. A lot of Americans are mourning the passing of Burt Reynolds. Really one of the last, I would say, classic movie stars.
Yeah, and I remember as a kid watching him on talk shows, especially Johnny Carson, and he was so witty and funny, and it doesn't surprise me that Blake Shelton tweeted extremely sad to hear about the passing of Burt, possibly my favorite personality of all time, because they have a similar wit, Blake and Burt do. To me, 82 is not that old, really.
Well, as I get closer to it, it certainly isn't.
It seems so young.
I will put that in perspective for you quickly. When I was a freshman in high school, Elvis died, and Elvis was 42. And I remember as a 13-year-old kid, my thought was, 42? Man, that's old.
Yeah, exactly.
That's old.
Oh, yeah.
Now 82, it's like, dang, he was young.
Ooh. And speaking of Blake, he is on the board of directors for the new Oklahoma Wildlife Conservation Foundation. Blake says, when I was 10, my dad took me deer hunting and it changed my life forever. The opportunities to get outdoors make Oklahoma a special place to live. They'll work on projects like restoring game bird habitats. When he's on tour, Brett Eldridge is very strict about what he eats. Breakfast is a smoothie, lunch, chicken and greens, and then it's another protein powder smoothie after the show. Brett sometimes wears a Fitbit on stage. He says he burns 600 calories an hour singing.
Brett, by the way, is here next Saturday night at PMC Amphitheater. We'll have to see how many calories he burns there.
Yeah, see if he's got his Fitbit on. Sunday night, Keith Urban will perform on the Canadian Country Music Awards in Ontario. Shania will host the show. She'll also receive the Generation Award for her contributions to country music. And finally, Little Big Town joined the Stand Up to Cancer fundraiser tonight on pretty much every network and cable channel. I'm Nashville Kat, back Monday with more news and Dish for KF Country.